गुरुं गणपतिं आचार्यान् मातापितरं सर्वान्नत्वा अद्यतन कक्षां प्रारंभं कुर्मः। पूर्वतन कक्षासु अस्माभिः दृष्टमासीत् अर्जुनस्य विषादयोगः अस्ति। अर्जुनः इत्युक्ते वयं सर्वे एव। अस्माकं जीवने अनेक कारणेषु अनेक कारणैः च तत्र विषादं भवति, दुःखं भवति, तत्र मनः कल्मषं भवति, मनः क्लेशः भवति। Lot of confusions between what is right, what is wrong are faced every day, every moment in various aspects of life, either through at work, at home, at other social gatherings or other activities, community or other activities. We keep getting so many questions about what exactly is right and what exactly is wrong. Tatra tad marga darshanarthameva tatra श्रीमद्भगवद्गीतायाः उपदेशं कृतमस्ति कृष्णेन अर्जुनं प्रति। अर्जुन रेप्रेजेंट्स द एंटायर पॉपुलेशन ऑफ ऑल द जीवात्मास एंड कृष्णा इज द परमात्मा हू इज ट्राइंग टू क्लारिफाई ऑल द किम कर्तव्यम किम अकर्तव्यम इति कवयोप्यत्र मोहिताः इज व्हाट कम्स लेटर ऑन इन द भगवद्गीता वेर इन इवन द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ स्कॉलर्स एंड ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ people are sometimes deluded as to what should be done, what should not be done, what is right, what is not right. And it is very difficult that we have an anugraha purusha or anugraha grantha which gives us this clarity. And through that, for giving that help, assistance, Bhagavad Gita is one of the most important grantha. Again, a caveat is that this grantha again should be read and understood in the right way as it has been intended to be understood, because it is very easy to just take few parts of it and understand differently. Tatra purna adhyayanena, over a period of time and by full adhyayanam, a reasonably right understanding of this can be obtained, which can lead us to the right path. Evam gachamaha tatra, to remove the confusions in the mind of Arjuna, Krishna vadati, he first takes the, he starts, this is more of a top down kind of an approach, wherein what he does is, saha prathamataya sankhyam varnayati, he talks about the atmajnana, what is permanent, what is all transient, yat shashvatam yat ashashvatam, he explains it. Then when he says, when you understand what is shashvatam and what is ashashvatam, then there is no cause of worry, fear or dukkha at all, because when you know that this is shashvata, it will never perish, so there is no dukkha. When you know that this is temporary, obviously you will not worry about it, or you will not fear about it, or you will not feel sorrow about it, because you know that someday it's a temporary thing only. So evam sati, he starts out with that atmajnana first. Atma tavat shashvatam yat anatma vastu asti, all other things other than the atma is temporary, ashashvatam, all that which has a body has a time limit to it, including from a krimikita to brahma. All the srishtikarta brahma also has a time limit attached to all of these people. Evam he explains that. Then he comes to the next part of it, the next stage. Yatra saha tatra swadharma yogam vadati, as swadharma what people have to do. Then slowly he comes to the karma yoga part of it. Tatra karmani adhikaraha asti, and what is karma, how the karma yoga has to be done, and how we should not, just because we are renouncing the fruits of action, we cannot renounce the action itself. Tatra how we should not resort to inaction, just because we don't want the fruits, it is not right that we renounce the action itself. Action has to be done mandatorily, and the fruits have to be renounced if we have to get ourselves liberated from the fruits of actions. Because the fruits, what they do is, the fruits of actions coupled with the desires whatever we have keep on creating multiple birth and death and other bondages. The good fruits will create good janmas, the not so good fruits will create the lower janmas which are there. Therefore, once you start renouncing is, what happens is, we are renouncing the future birth and death and also all the bondage attached to the effects of action. Yada tatra karmanaha tatra asha asti, then we have some emotion reactions attached to it. When good happens, we have a good action. When not so good happens, we have not so good reaction. Therefore, once when we do it in a detached way, then there is no reaction from our side. Ataha eva sahavadati karmani eva adhikaraha astite phaleshu kadachan adhikaraha nasti param. Just because I said that phaleshu adhikaraha nasti doesn't mean that asang akarmani te sangha mastu. Do not get into akarma always. To explain this karmanyeva adhikaraste, he goes on and we saw that we tried to put all the questions, what, when, how, where, and through that lot of further shlokas, that is precisely shloka number 48 to shloka number 53, only explain the meaning or explain the other questions, why, what, when, where, how, attached to karmanyeva adhikaraste. For example, if we take 48, yadi vayam pashyamaschete yogastah kuru karmani karmanyeva adhikaraste, okay, karmani adhikarah asti, how should I do this karma, karmani adhikarah asti param, how should I do it? Yogastah kuru, being yoga kuru. Okay, what is yoga and how that yoga can be done? Sangam tyaktva dhananjaya, fruits attachment whatever asti tat tyaktva yogastah kuru. How can I leave that sangha? Siddhi asiddha yoho samobhutva, being equi-minded about either siddhi or asiddhi, whatever happens, whether siddhi happens, asiddhi happens, be in an equal equipoise state, then sangatyaga happens. Once sangatyaga happens, you have a samatva bhava, and that samatva is only yoga. So karmani eva adhikaraha, how I should do, 48 explains. Then if we go ahead, agre gachhamas chete durena hyavaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya. So then to explain it further, he compares. On one hand I have buddhi yoga, on other hand I have expected actions karma. So which is better? He says, very very in far reaching consequences, buddhi yogat tatra, up than expecting fruits of actions, staying in equipoised is better. We have seen yetra shlokam asmavi puram drishtam asti he dhananjaya buddhi yogat karma durena avaram. Buddhi yoga is always better than buddhi yoga. The karma, expected karma, that is with expectation of fruits, if you do karma, it is durena hyavaram, it is by far inferior. Therefore buddhau sharanam anvichha phalahetavaha kripanaha bhavanti, those who do karma with expectation of phala are kripanaha, dinaha, taridraha iti uchyate. Agre pashyamaha buddhi yukto jahatiha ubhe sukrita duskrite tasmad yogaya yujyasva yoga karma sukaushalam. Again this will tell about the what is yoga. All those people, ye janaha tatra buddhi yuktaha santi, buddhi yuktaha ityukte kaha. Again we saw in the previous classes all these words which are there used in the between 48 53, they are not the direct word meanings which have to be understood. Atra yadi vayam buddhi yuktaha iti svikurmas chete, buddhi yuktaha, it does not mean that somebody who has brains. Buddhi yuktaha equal to samabuddhi yuktaha jnana sampannaha, samabuddhi yuktaha samatva yoga sampannaha purushaha kim karoti sukrita duskrite ube jahati. Both whatever is the good or not so good out of any action, jahati, he lives, tasmat yoga yujyasva. Therefore become prepared for yoga because karmasu kaushalam eva yogah. very important word. Lot of organizations have this as their motto, karmasu kaushalam yogah. Yoga is nothing but excellence in doing work, but we should always understand that excellence comes with a disinterestedness to the fruits of excellence. We have to do, on one hand, we have to do with very, very high perfection and excellence. On the other hand, we should not even worry about the fruits of it, which is a very, very difficult combination. When we expect fruits, we always do it with excellent, with high amount of excellence. But when we do not expect the fruits, at that time it is always difficult not to work properly. For this, one of the oft-repeated or oft-email-chained story of the sculpture, of the sculptor who is redoing an idol which is to be placed in the top of Rajagopuram, wherein a small scratch in the nose happens to the Vigraha, but then he is again redoing it and somebody asks him, in a Rajagopura, who is going to see this? There is a scratch, will not even be visible. But the sculptor says that it is my perfection and my excellence what I want to achieve, therefore I am redoing it. He redoes the entire the Vigraha and achieves excellence. So evam yogah karmasu kaushalam. Yoga is excellence in every minute details, every minute work what we do. Highest form of excellence and perfection should be achieved, that is yoga. So therefore, what we'll do is, after sloka 52 or 53, we will try to understand all the different connotations of the word yoga and yogi, so that we are able to relate all the previous class lessons also. Agre gachamha, till here we have seen it. He partha jnanamargam ashrutya samshutah janah sukritam duskritam dvayamapi parityajati tvamapi tat parityaja phalam anapekshamanah karmasu sajjo bhava. Therefore, don't worry about the fruits of it, because nimittamatram bhava vyasachin. Heard. He pays attention to the look of the chip that goes, which no one else will see. Oh, okay. Of the enclosed device, the look of the chip. Exactly. Right. And also, Steve Jobs, right. This is one of the things. Of course, in one of his other speech, I think, at Cambridge or Oxford, wherein he also talks about two, three things, wherein connecting the dots is one of the other concept also, wherein all small acts, what we do, somehow later on gets connected to the overall purpose of life. That also can be understood and implied in various shlokas here. And apart from that, even small acts, finally, wherein after he dropped out of the school, he learned calligraphy, which finally resulted in the various fonts today, either in all our mobile or our laptop applications. Also is thanks to that small perfection in calligraphy and other looks, which he always gave importance to. Yes, very good example. Evam tatra, that is, which is why even the example which our sir always keeps, TRP sir always keeps telling, a cobbler on the corner of MG Road, there used to be a cobbler sitting there in MG Road, who with all, when you give him a chappal for just repairing, the focus when he is stitching, that focus and that attention of that moment which he is having, he is bigger than any yogi in Himalaya thinking about all other things in the world. So a cobbler on the road, on the corner of MG Road, is with, who is working with that determination and karma yoga and trying to get that perfection in that stitch, is always greater than any other yogi in the Himalaya whose mind wavering always. So that example is generally given for some of these shlokas. Similarly, again, karmasu kaushalameva yogah iti uchyate. Pashyamaha, agre pashyamaha, we saw the various connotations to it. The next shloka 51, what he again says, why should I do this? What will I get if somebody asks to karmane vadikaraste maphaleshu kadachana? Again, why? Let us say somebody asks why. 41 helps. And then when do we achieve that yoga? 42-43 explains. By next class we will try to have a small chart around Karma Nevadhikarastha and how all these slokas relate to it, so that it will be, we can try to put all the picture together and get put the puzzle together. Idanim shloka 51 pashyamaha. Karmajam buddhiyuktahi phalam tyaktva manishinaha janma bandha vinirmuktaha padam gacchantya namayam. Shlokam dvivaram pathatu. Try to get the kartra karma kriya padam. Quite a simple shloka. The same concept has been repeated earlier, just that it has been explained further here. Kartra karma kriyapadam. Again here, while we are doing the search, buddhi equal to samatva buddhi. Always try to replace it with that. Buddhi does not mean the physical brain which is within our skull. Buddhi equal to samatva buddhi, equipoised mind. Buddhi yuktaha ityukte samatva buddhi. Samatva bhavana yuktaha ye dvandva vinirmuktaha, those who are free from any dvandvas of tulyaninda, sukha dukha, raga dvesha and all these, tadrsha janaha eva buddhi yuktaha. That is the meaning used here for buddhi yuktaha. So kartrupadam will be manishinah. Kidrishah manishinah? What kind of manishinah? Phalam tyaktva. Okay. Phalam tva is an activity. What is an adjective to manishinah? Buddhiyuktaha manishinah. Fine. So buddhiyuktaha manishinah. Manishinah, very simple. Manisha again buddhi, dishana, wise men, wise people. Buddhiyuktaha manishinah, those wise men who are equipoised. Very simple. Tat karma padam. Te kim kurvanti phalam tyaktva kim bhavati janma bandha vinirmuktaha bhavanti anantaram anamayam padam gacchanti. Very simple. So why should I renounce all the fruits? Because I am doing all these activities because I want to enjoy the fruits. Why should I renounce it? Again, simple concept we should understand. Yada vayam karma kurmaha, when we do the activity, phalam avashyam bhavati, the fruit will surely be there. It is not that the fruit will not happen, the fruit will happen. It is only that our desire or attachment to that fruit has to be sacrificed. Tadeva vadati saha. It is not that the fruit itself will not happen. When the person, whoever is working on the idol, vigraha, the sculptor, he is making the vigraha, he is doing it with excellence, but is also not worried about who is going to see this, who is going to comment, whether it is great, it is good, bad, it is not this thing. Who is going to comment? He is not worried about it. He is worried about achieving his perfection. But it does not mean that vigraha will not be there. Vigraha is the incidental result of his dedication and action. Therefore, yada vayam karma kurmaha. Let us say we are working on some project in our office. Yada vayam karma kurmaha. We have to work with excellence. We have to work with dedication. The result of that project will surely happen. That project will be successful. There will be some learnings out of the project also. All results will surely happen. It is not that we are renouncing the result itself. We are resulting the desire or attachment to those results. Tadeva, we should always remain. Wherein we are tuning our mind to renouncing those, the attachment or reactions or emotions to that activity, so that whatever comes out of it, we remain calm and equipoised and we are unaffected. That state of mind, from a physical level we are talking now, from an activity level, even from a sadhana level, when we keep on going, it does not lead to rebirths and deaths, it will lead us to direct salvation. So both at activity level, either in office or at home, even let us say when we are cooking food, when the food of course will be prepared and the dedication of course agachati eva. Param tatra yatra yat janaha tatra nindam kurvanti va stutim kurvanti va tatra janaha sukham anubhavanti va dukham anubhavanti tena asmakam manasi yat reaction bhavati tat asmabhi tyaktavyam. Param tat devatarpanam tat janaha tena santosham anubhavanti, that cause and expecting that excellent output should always be there. Yameva. So just because somebody reads that karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana, we should not read that phala is not required, therefore we should not do the karma tadrasharitya na avagantavyam, which is why all these extra explanatory shlokas are there, which tries to clarify slowly around that. Evam karmajam bhukti yukta hi phalam tyaktva manishinah tekim katada kim bhavati janma karma janma bandha vinirmuktaha bhutva anamayam padam gacchanti. Now let us see this meaning. Prathamataya pada padartham pashyamaha, pada parichayam pashyamaha, then inner meaning pashyamaha. Hi avashyam, surely buddhiyuktaha, buddhiyuktaha again jnaninah samatva buddhiyuktaha evenness of mind people, manishinah panditaha, again the word panditaha, why? Because panda atmavishaya buddhihi yasyasti, one who has the knowledge of difference between atma and deha, permanent and temporary, tadrusha buddhiyuktaha manishinah tekim kurvanti karmajam phalam tyaktva karmat yat bhavati tat phalam tyaktva, the fruits or the expectations of actions tat tyaktva, that they first action number one they tyajanti, action fruits of actions tyajanti, second because of that what happens, janma bandha vinirmuktaha bhavanti, they get themselves liberated from all those bondage of janma bandha, third finally what happens, anamayam padam gacchanti. What is anamayam? From an activity level, transactional level of our day to day activities, if we see anamayam, anamayam equal to no reactions, no positive negative, no reactions, no hard emotions out of expectations, that is at our day to day transactional, at a from what happens from that, what is the meaning of the word amaya? Amaya, amaya means disease, amaya means disease, anamaya means vyadhi shunyam, without any ailment, without any effect, without any bad effect or ailment to that, without any evils. Tadrisham padam, tadrisha padam kutra asti, one it is a state of mind, to be in that state of mind, second from a sadhana moksha, only mukti or the paramapadam, Vaikuntha paramapadam, what is being told of Narayana, that padam, there is no concept of vyadhi, dukkha, shoka, baya, all these things are not there in the paramapadam. Tadrisham padam, for us at a transaction level, it is a state of mind wherein we are not affected, therefore we are not bothered about it, but still we act with excellence. For a sadhaka or for mukti, in a mukti level, so we are trying to explain it at both end of the spectrum, one at a purely day to day transactional level, the second end of the spectrum is wherein finally where we have to reach as a sadhaka, as the purpose of life, tada anamayam vyadrahitam paramapadam mukti sthalam yatra, where we don't have any of these dukkha, shoka, baya, jara, punarjanma, all those things where we don't have, tadrisham padam, ते प्राप्नुवन्ति दे अटैन् क्लियर् ओके पदपरिचयं पश्यामः हि अव्ययं बुद्धियुक्ताः पुल्लिङ्ग प्रथमाव्यक्ति बहुवचनम् मनीषिणः बुद्धियुक्ताः इस् द विशेषणं फार् मनीषिणः बोत् टुगेदर् कन्स्टिट्यूट् द कर्मपदम् किं कुर्वन्ति कर्मजं फलं त्यक्त्वा बोत् आर् द कर्मपद देर् फोर् द द्वितीयाव्यक्ति एकवचनं नपुंसकलिङ्ग त्यक्त्वा हेविङ्ग् अबाण्डण्ड् त्यागं कृत्वा विसृज्य त्यक्त्वा कृदन्त त्वान्ताव्ययं जन्मकर्म जन्म बन्ध विनिर्मुक्ताः अगेन् प्रथमाव्यक्ति बहुवचनं तावत् भवन्ति ये मनीषिणः कर्मजं फलं त्यजन्ति ते जन्मबन्ध विनिर्मुक्ताः भवन्ति ते अनामयं पदं गच्छन्ति वेरि सिम्पल् गच्छन्ति गमलृधातु लट्लकार प्रथमपुरुष एकवचनं वि हव् सीन् द फार्म्स् अर्लियर् वि नो द फार्म्स् एवम् अग्रे गच्छामश्चेत् पश्यामः द वैस् possessed of this evenness of mind, abandoning the fruits of their actions, are freed forever from the fetters of birth, and they go to that state which is beyond all evil. So, it is a state of mind for us, then it is the state Paramapadam where we have to finally reach. Agre gachamaha, Vyakrana bhagam, buddhi yuktaha hi visargalopasandhi, gachanti anamayam, e plus a ya, yantsandhi, जन्मबन्ध विनिर्मुक्तः जन्मेव बन्धः द समास जन्मबन्ध वेरि वेरि ब्यूटिफुल् समास जन्म एव बन्धः दट् इस् वन् आफ् दिस् थिङ्ग् वेर् इन् गेटिङ्ग् फ्यूचरिस्टिक् जन्मास् पुनरपि जननं पुनरपि मरणं पुनरपि जननी जठरे शयनं यदस्ति दट् इट् सेल्फ् इस् अ बन्धः अपार्ट् फ्रम् दट् अस्मिन् जन्मनि ये बन्धाः सन्ति इन् दिस् जन्म वाट् एवर् बन्ध आर् बाण्डेज् विच् इस् देर् दडपि सो जन्म एव बन्धः आर् जन्मनि बन्धः बोध वी केन् टेक् इण्टरेस्टिङ्ग् समासास् वी केन् डू जन्मबन्धेन विनिर्मुक्तः दोस् हू आर् फ्रीड् दे गेट् फ्रीड् फ्रम् जन्मबन्धास् अनामयं न विद्यते आमयः यस्मिन् तत् अनामयं पदम् हियर् इट् इस् रेफरिङ्ग् टु दट् पदम् therefore anamayam na amayam anamayam without any disease but here it is referring to that padam therefore anamayam this is nai bahuvrihi like we have seen nai tatpurusha samasa this is a nai bahuvrihi samasa wherein we are referring to the anya padam the padam parama padam which is there na vidyate amayah there is no disease here amaya is referring not to the physical disease of whatever cold cough what you are taking all diseases shoka dukha bhaya jara old age fear sorrow the expectations all those are the diseases what we are talking about then the diseases of kama krodha lobha moha greed lust whatever diseases we are talking tadrusha padam saha praapnoti ye manishinah buddhiyuktaah santi te praapnuvanti so the first step towards it is कर्मणि अधिकारः अस्ति मैंडेटरीली कर्म कुरु सेकेंड स्टेप इज वाइल डूइंग कर्म डोंट एक्सपेक्ट फ्रूट्स थर्ड स्टेप जस्ट बिकॉज यू आर नॉट डूइंग फ्रूट्स डजंट मीन दैट यू शुड डू इट वेरी वेरी डिसइंटरेस्टेडली डू द कर्म विद अटमोस्ट इंटरेस्ट द फ्रूट्स ऑफ कोर्स विल कम टू यू बट बी डिफरेंट टू द फ्रूट्स वेरी वेरी क्लियरली स्टेप बाय स्टेप एक्सप्लेन्ड क्लियर अस्ति किल यदि एनी संशयः अस्ति चेत् पृच्छतु एनी डे टु डे मध्ये संशयः एनी डिफरेन्सेस् आफ् थाट्स् आर् प्रिन्सिपल्स् वेदर् एदर् इन् होम्ली लैफ् आर् इन् कार्पोरेट् लैफ् यू केन् आस्क् वि विल् ट्रै टु सार्ट् इट् औट् कृदन्तः त्यक्त्वा त्यज प्लस् त्वा त्यक्त्वा तद्दितान्तः मनीषिणः मनीषा अस्य अस्ति इति मनीषिणः दिस् इस् वेरि सिमिलर् टु बुद्धिमान् वि हव् सीन् दट् प्रत्यय मतुप् प्रत्यय मतुबर्थे इति अस्ति मतुप् प्लस् अर्थे मतुबर्थे मतुप् वाट् इस् मतुप् मतुप् प्रत्यय इस् यूस्ड् वेन् एवर् वी आर् रेफरिङ्ग् टु सम्बडी हू हेज़् सम्थिङ्ग् तत् अस्य अस्ति इति मतुप् देर् फोर् मनीषा बुद्धि अस्य अस्ति इति बुद्धि इत्युक्ते इण्टेलिजेन्स् अत्र ज्ञानम् अस्ति इति मनीषिणः मनीषा इत्युक्ते बुद्धि मनीषिणः इत्युक्ते दोस् हू आर् पण्डिताः स्कालर्स् ये सन्ति तेषां मनीषा येषां वा एषु अस्ति इति मनीषिणः ತದ್ದಿತಾಂತ. ಅಗ್ರೆ ಪಶ್ಯಾಮಃ. ಅ ಫ್ಯೂ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಐ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ನೋಟೆಡ್ ಡೌನ್. ಅನಾಮಯಂ, ಅನಾಮಯಂ, ಆಮಯಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಡಿಸೀಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಮಯಂ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದುಃಖ ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅನಾಮಯಂ ಇಸ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಬ್ಲೆಮಿಶ್, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಬ್ಲೆಮಿಶ್, ತಾದೃಶಂ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪದಂ. ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ, ವೈ ಇಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್? ವಿ ಸಾ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ಅಗೇನ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ ಸಮ್ 57 ಆರ್ ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್. ಸಂಬಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಡನ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾಟಿಸ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾಲ್ಕುಲೇಷನ್. ಹಿ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಫಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್. ಅಗೇನ್ ಹಿ ಇನ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಹಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಂಡೀಡ್, ಶ್ಯೂರ್ಲಿ. ಸಮ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ಹಿ, ಎಸ್ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೆಥಡ್. ಹಿ, ಎಸ್ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕಾಸ್. ಹಿ, ಎಸ್ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ರೀಸನ್. ಟು ಡಿನೋಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್. ಅಗೇನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ತ್ರೀ ಗುಣ, ಲೈಕ್ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕೀಪ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಸತ್ವಗುಣ, ತಮೋಗುಣ, ರಜೋಗುಣ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಸತ್ವ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್, ರಜಸ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್, ತಮಸ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್. ತಮಸ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಇಗ್ನೊರೆನ್ಸ್, ರಜಸ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಪೇನ್, ಬಟ್ ಸತ್ವ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಅ ಯೋಗಿ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಾಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ. ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ ಈವನ್ ಗುಡ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಾಸ್ ಈವನ್ ದ ಅದರ್ ಒನ್. ಸೊ ಅಗೇನ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ಬೈ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಇಗ್ನೊರೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ತಮಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಗ್ನೊರೆನ್ಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ತಮಸೋಮ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರ್ಗಮಯ. ದೆನ್ ಅಸತೋಮ ಸದ್ಗಮಯ, ಮೃತ್ಯೋರ್ಮ ಅಮೃತಂ ಗಮಯ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಟ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಭಾಗ. Which is why from tamas ignorance we have to first remove our ignorance, because we don't know certain things, therefore we are studying the Gita, so we remove the ignorance. Then while doing karma we'll have then it says do karma kuru, while doing the karma pleasure, pain, fruits, dukkha, sukha, all these happen, we have to remove that also, and then we have to go to sattva. While we are in sattva we are doing the karma in the right way, so all the right fruits are coming. The next is remove or detach yourself from that fruit also, cross beyond sattva and become a gunatita and have a sama buddhi yukta. Ishta anishta deha praptihi, this is the word used by Shankaracharya in his bhashya. In Shankara bhashya, if you see, he uses the word ishta anishta deha praptihi for explaining the word phalam. ಫಲಂ, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಲಂ? ಇಷ್ಟ ಅನಿಷ್ಟ ಫಲಂ. ಇಷ್ಟಾನಿಷ್ಟೇನ ದೇಹ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ ಯತ್ ಫಲಂ ದದಾತಿ ತಾದೃಶ ಫಲಂ ತ್ಯಕ್ತ್ವ ಮನೀಷಿಣಃ ಭವಂತಿ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಅಗೇನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮಣ್ಯವಾಧಿಕಾರಸ್ಥೆ, ವಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನಿಂಗ್? ದ ವೈ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮಣ್ಯವಾಧಿಕಾರಸ್ಥೆ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಯೂಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಗಚ್ಚಂತಿ, ಪದಂ ಗಚ್ಚಂತಿ ಅನಾಮಯಂ, ಪದಂ ಗಚ್ಚಂತಿ, again gachanti does not just mean he walks to that place, it is not a mere walking which is being explained here. The word gachanti signifies first getting the knowledge, then slowly moving to that state, and finally attaining it. So all the three stages have been explained by the word, simple word gachanti. Gachanti here does not mean ramaha vanam gachati, does not mean just that going. Here gachanti means first he gets that knowledge, saha jnanam ವಿಂದತಿ, ಅನಂತರಂ ಸಹ ತತ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಿಂದತಿ, ಅನಂತರಂ ತತ್ ಪದಂ ಸಹ ಗಚ್ಚತಿ, ತೇ ಸರ್ವೇ ಗಚ್ಚಂತಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಇಸ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಯೋಗಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇಂಟರ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಈಚ್ ಅದರ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ದೇ ಲೀಡ್ ಅಸ್ ಟು ದ ರೂಟ್. ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಇನ್ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ಲಿ, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸಿ ದಿಸ್, ಕರ್ಮಜಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಯುಕ್ತ ಹಿ ಫಲಂ ತ್ಯಕ್ತ ಮನುಷ್ಯನಃ ಜನ್ಮ ಬಂಧ ನಿರ್ಭುಕ್ತ ಪದಂ ಗಚ್ಚಂತ್ಯನಾಮಯಂ. ದ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಸಿಂಗಲ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ, ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬೈ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಲೆಂಟ್ಲಿ, ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್, ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್, ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಅನಾಮಯಂ ಪದಂ, ಫಿನಿಶ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ದ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ಟು ಅಟೈನ್ ದ ಫೈನಲ್ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವನ್. This one shloka is quite independent to itself, and it gives an independent route to the sadhaka. So, we have other modes also. Karma Yoga can independently lead to a sadhana, is also the activity which is given, the message which is given by this shloka. Again, we saw in the first chapter, first shloka, we saw the story of that lady who was serving her husband who was in Varanasi. We saw that who was serving her husband devotedly for more than 80 years, and then at the end she did not do anything other than serving him and preparing everything whatever he required for his sadhana. And then when he end of the life, he wanted to explain Bhagavad Gita and give her Jnana Marga, she says Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre. She just rephrases it and says Kshetre Dharmam Kuru. As a wife, in this kshetra of my wifely activities, I am doing my activity, and that is dharma for me, and that itself will lead me to my salvation. That is enough for me, other than all these other jargons and getting into the technical and scholarly thing. Getting into all those, I will restrict myself to this and attain the abode. So there itself, in the first shloka itself, we saw the same concept has been explained. And atrapi, this shloka independently also gives us answers to many of our sadhana questions. Evam agre gachamaha. So, when will we get yoga buddhi? Okay, I am doing karma, I am doing all these things. But when will I even get karma buddhi? When will I get the yoga buddhi, samatva buddhi, hey Krishna? If Arjuna is asking to explain that, two shlokas, both 52 and 53, independently, they will tell us, when will we actually achieve that? What is that parameter which will tell us that, okay boss, you have achieved the yoga, you have achieved the samatva yoga. What is that parameter? Tat idanim tat pashyamaha. 52 pashyamaha. Yadate mohakalilam buddhir vyatitarishyati tadagantasi nirvedam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. Read the shloka two times. Dvivaram shlokam pathamaha. Kartrikarma kriyam pashyamaha. Kartrikarma kriya. Yada tada is there. Yada. Krishna is telling Arjuna. Yada te buddhihi. Can we continue from there? Vyatitarishyati samichinam. Yadate buddhihi vyatitarishyati. Kim vyatitarishyati? That is important. Vyatitarishyati is crossing. What will it cross? Buddhi has to cross Mohakalilam, perfect. Tada Mohakalilam, correct. Yadate buddhihi Mohakalilam vyatitarishyati tada shrutasya shrotavyasya shruyamanasyapi tatra nirvedam gantasi. Very simple. Yadate buddhihi Mohakalilam vyatitarishyati yada, when your buddhi crosses all these Mohakalilam, the illusions that this is my guru, this is my this is my friend, and therefore I am killing my friend, and he has done something wrong, but still I am judging him actually, and because of this something bad will happen to him, and I am doing this work, therefore I will get some fruits out of it. All these bucket of all those concepts, all illusions, whatever is there, that mohakallam yada, we cross that. When we are able to realize that we have crossed that moha kalilam, tada, what happens is, shrotavyasya, shrutasya, shruyamanasya, all this nirvedam gantasi. We come to the indifference of yoga. Which is, what happens is, the next loka very clearly explains that also, shruti vipratipanna. That is, there are a lot of, do this karma, you will get this fruit. You do the, follow this route, you will get this. Go and see that person, you will get this. Go and see that kshetra, wear this ring, wear this sutra, wear this manimala, have this yantra, you will get this. All those lot of moha kalilam, lot of illusions and delusions are there, which are at a transactional level. Again, in the mind level, like what Arjuna had, which is moha kalilam, again we can see exactly refers to the word used in the second chapter, second shloka, which is after Arjuna sits in the second chapter, second shloka, Krishna asks, hey Arjuna, kutastva kashmalamidam vishame samupastitam anaryajushtam asvargyam akirtikaram Arjuna. So anaryajushtam asvargyam akirtikaram kashmalam equal to mohakalilam. All these illusions, what will they do? Anarya jushtam, it is not fit for an arya. Anarya jushtam, asvargyam, it will not lead you to the final destination. Akirtikaram, and finally it will only give you all ill fame, whatever is there. Tadrasham kashmalam, whatever he referred there, that is the same mohakalilam which is being referred here. So when this mohakalilam of yours just erases off, just removes, when you stop thinking that the picture or the character I am seeing in the movie, what I am seeing, the movie which I am seeing, when I stop thinking that that character is actually real, and just because he goes behind the screen, he is dead and he is no more, when those kind of illusions are there, and when I stop seeing the screen itself, there is a screen at one, when we are explaining in a movie concept, we have to see the screen beyond the characters, and beyond that screen also we have to see the projection which is happening and the maya which is being created. When we are able to see beyond that and understand the concept, that is when we are saying which moha kalilam vyatitarishati is being crossed, tada, then what happens? When you cross that moha kalilam, what happens? Shrotavyasya, shrutasya, shuyamanasya, past, present, future, all the three. When he is saying shrota, shrutavya, shuyamana, all the three, he is referring to not something, though it is being told heard. What is the heard? The enjoyments which are there, which have been heard of, which you are hearing of, which you will hear of. All the three, whatever enjoyments are there, you will become indifferent to that. You will attain the indifference. When the moha is removed, you will attain a state of indifference. Because what will happen? Let us say there is some moha. That is, we have some attachment to some vastu or person, where there is some attachment. Till that attachment is there, what happens? There is an expectation. There is a sukha or dukkha coming out of that attachment. But is, when we are seeing that person, when we are talking that person, we have an attachment to it, we have a sukha, and when we don't talk or when we don't see that person, there is a dukkha to it. But when yada moha kalilam vyatitarishyati, when it crosses that, then of course there, when you meet or see, or that when you reflect upon that person, there is the fruit, there is that reflection, but the nirveda, indifference is created, which makes you, which gives you that happiness or bliss with, through that indifference. That is what is said. Yadate moha kalilam buddhihi vyatitarishyati tada shrotavyasya shrutasya. You can add the word shruyamanasya. Shrotavya is to be heard future. Shruta is past, which has already been heard, which has already been enjoyed. And Shruyamana, what is being enjoyed now, all the three, you will become indifferent to that. That indifference is the first step towards the Samatva Yoga. Jnatamva. Ekavaram idani pashyamaha, yada avyayam, te yushmat shabda, buddhihi, matihi, stilinga prathamaya bhakti agacharam, moha kalilam yatitarishyati, dhitya bhakti karmapadam, vyatitarishyati is the kriyapadam. So we already have one sentence there. Yada te buddhihi moha kalilam vyatitarishyati. First sentence. Vyatitarishyati word if we split. Vi is one upasarga. Ati is one upasarga. Tru dirgha is the dhatu. Tru plavana taranayoho. Tru refers to jump and also swim, cross. Plavana, jumping, taranayoho, swim or cross across. Tadrsha arthe upayujyate vyati taranam. Taranam, taranam. Taranam is crossing, swimming across, taranam. Which is why the Rama Nama, which is there, or the Nama, Bhagavan Nama is called as Taraka. Taraka equal to that which helps you cross, the crosser. What will help you cross? How will we cross this moha kalilam? Again, let us say, somebody is asking the question. It is good, you are saying, moha kalilam crosses, you get indifference. But how will you get that? How will moha kalilam get erased? Step number one, satsanga. Very, very simple shloka. Again, coming back to one of the most simple, yet powerful, implementable, daily implementable and doable, actionable shloka, what we saw? Satsangatve nisangatvam, nisangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nischalatatvam, nischalatatve jivan muktihi. Very, very powerful, very impactful, simple shloka. So, how should we get all this? Good, sir, all you are telling all these things, but how will we get it? Satsanga, first, start company of good people. Satsange kim bhavati, te sad vishayan charcham kurvanti, sad bhajanam kurvanti, sat shlokam vadanti. All satsanga yada bhavati, through that satsangatve nissangatvam. Nissangatvam, the indifference or detachment agachati. Nissangatve nirmohatvam. Nirmoha is nothing but moha kalilam. From that moha kalilam vyatitarishati, cross bhavati. Yada tat cross bhavati, nirmohatve nischalatattvam bhavati. Nischalatattvam is nothing but yoga. Tada yoga is attained. Nischalatattvam. And that nischala, unshakability, very clear mind, which is totally unshaken by any this thing. Tadarsha nischalatattvam bhavati. If I get nischalatattvam, what will happen, sir? Nischalatattve jivan muktihi. Once you have that nischala, no fruits of action, no punarjanma, no birth and death. From a sadhaka, no birth and death. From a transactional level, you are not affected by any of these. You are at a nischala bhava. Here itself, you have a nirvana state of mind and you are always blissful and happy, enjoying life. There is no sukha dukkha. You are not perturbed, disturbed by what are things happening around you. So at both level, we are able to enjoy and appreciate the shloka. Nirvedam gantasi. Hagre pashyamaha, artham bhavanam pashyamaha, tava buddhihi idanim aviveka rupena kalushena yukta asti, te buddhau kashmalam asti, tena when it is illuded, that is when it is, when there is an illusion, what happens? Atmanatma vivekaha nashta asti. You will not know the difference between what is atma, what is anatma. Yada tava buddhihi tasmat kalushyat mukta bhavishyati, tada adya avadhi shruteshu itaparam shravaniyeshu cha karmaphaleshu avashyam vairagyam prapsyati. So he is explaining that very clearly. Sandhibhagam pashyamaha buddhihi vyatitarishyati visarga refa ra instead of visarga ra agachati adesha bhavati. Moha kalilam, moha eva kalilam, kalilam kalmasham kalushyam pradushanam pollution whatever is there. Tadrsham moha eva pradushanam, pollution which is there, pollution of mind, delusion of mind which asti. तादृश मोहकलिलं समासः कर्मधारयः अवधारणा कर्मधारयः मोहः एव कलिलं अवधारणा कर्मधारय ऑफ द डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ कर्मधारय दिस इज अवधारणा कर्मधारय श्रोतव्य श्रुत श्रोतव्य तव्यत् प्रत्यय कृदन्त त श्रुत श्रु प्लस त प्रत्यय भूत कृदन्त श्रोतव्य इज अनियर तव्यत अनियर विध्यर्थक कृदन्त श्रुत इज भूत कृदन्त क्त प्रत्यय अस्माभिः दृष्टमस्ति द सेकेंड वन मोर वेन वेन विल वी अटेन श्रुति विप्रतिपन्नाते यदा निश्चला स्थास्यति तदा समाधाव अचला बुद्धिः योगम अवाप्स्यसि जस्ट इंट्रोड्यूसिंग श्लोका नंबर 53 टिल हियर द बुद्धि कर्म इज बीन एक्सप्लेन्ड फ्रॉम 54 द स्थित प्रज्ञ लक्षणम विच इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट इंटरेस्टिंग एंड अगेन interesting implementable part for a sadhaka 54 to 72 is the next part of the Gita till here till 53 we have seen the karma part of it karma yoga part of it and how when what where of it we will try to explain the when of it in more detail in the coming class and take it from there any experiences thoughts principles please share it tadrusha tavat paryantam पुनर्मिलामः यत्र योगेश्वरः कृष्णो यत्र पार्थो धनुर्धरः तत्र श्रीर्विजयो भूतिर्ध्रुवा नीतिर्मतिर्मम गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे गुरुनैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे नगोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो सर्वेभ्यः धन्यवादाः राम राम राम